The environmental effects of events like oxygen deprivation and infections may be preserved as biomarkers in blood associated with the disorder.
The overall goal is to identify what causes schizophrenia and how we best can help patients that have the disease.
Dr. Carolina Aberg is lead author of the study done at VCU's Center for Biomarker Research and Personalized Medicine. Methylation, she explained, is a specific modification of a DNA molecule that could potentially reflect environmental events.
It's a two-stage design where we first set the samples, we're able to identify specific locations in the genome where we think the methylation pattern is of very strong importance. The second stage is totally different samples and a different technology, and we are able to replicate our findings from the first stage. And that is a very strong component suggesting that the findings are real findings.
At this stage, Dr. Aberg said, those biomarkers have not been identified.
And we have found that there is a difference between schizophrenia patients and brain control. Now we want to try to study whether there could be a link between environmental influences to the immune system or environmental influences to hypoxia that can give this marks and see whether those potentially can be the environmental insults that may trigger the disease.
These markers, possibly from as early as embryonic development or birth, could be of considerable clinical importance, she said, allowing for identification of distinct schizophrenia subtypes and predict treatment responses.
Many treatments are only effective for a subset of individuals, and it's very common that individuals have to go through multiple different treatments before they find something that is useful. And if the biomarker strategy works out well, the one great advantage would be that up front, it would be possible to know which individual would respond best to which treatment.
John Ogle, WCVE News.